BBC News with Neil Nunes. Boeing has fired its chief executive, Dennis Muilenburg, who had been heavily criticized over two fatal crashes involving the company's 737 MAX aircraft. Boeing's been struggling to deal with the impact of the crashes blamed on its computer software. There's been criticism of the trial in Saudi Arabia of those accused of killing the journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Five people have been sentenced to death, but a top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman wasn't charged. A court in Romania has acquitted 25 Roma men, accused of masterminding the trafficking of 1,000 children to beg and steal elsewhere in Europe. At a final appeal hearing, the court in the city of Târgu Mureș said prosecutors had failed to present evidence. The verdict has prompted an outcry. The Mexican government says it's deeply concerned about what it calls the excessive presence of Bolivian security teams monitoring the Mexican embassy and ambassador's residence in La Paz. Mexico has granted asylum to Bolivia's ousted president. Hundreds of people have protested in Myanmar accusing the police of misconduct after they revealed the name of a 3-year-old girl who had allegedly been raped. Demonstrators marched through the center of Yangon demanding justice for the child and calling for action against the officers. Lawmakers in Bosnia-Herzegovina have finally approved the creation of a new central government 14 months after elections. This should allow the structural reforms needed to advance the country's application for EU membership. A painting by the British artist Ellis Lowry that was lost to the art world for 7 decades is to be sold at auction in London. Experts say it could fetch up to $1.3 million. It's entitled The Mill, Pendlebury. BBC News.